Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I'm your host, Francine Humphrey, and my co-host is Veronica McMillan. If this is your first time tuning in to Issues Concerning Women radio show, we thank you so very much, and we are glad that you are here with us. If you're a longtime listener, we thank you as well, because we wouldn't still be on the air if it wasn't for you. So please tell a friend, join us every Thursday night at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for our show. Again, I would like to say welcome to Issues Concerning Women. And I am going to tell you a little bit about who I am and what we do, and then a little bit about Veronica McMillan. Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in the areas of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. Veronica McMillan is the CEO of the Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated, which helps small nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. We offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Our vision is to empower women and their families through hands-on demonstrations, details of home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, exercise and nutrition classes, entrepreneurship, relationship building, and adult literacy programs. We are dedicated to making a difference. I'm so excited about our show tonight because we're going to give you a few tips on how you can grow your business and also how you can work with us if you're needing mentorship or if you need a consultant or coach. And while I'm getting set up tonight, I would like to give you my email information and my phone number. The email address is icwdirector@gmail.com. And the phone number, when we're off the air, is 757-567-6734. Also, I have a website, which I'm working on to update it, and it is issuesconcerningwomen.org, just like it sounds. So if you get an opportunity, hop on over, and we're going to be doing some upgrades on the website this month because this is our 12th year in business, so we are really excited about that. So I just want to let you know that we are so excited to be with you, and Veronica is going to join me on the line. Hey, Veronica.
Hey, Francine.
How are you?
I'm doing well, my love. How are you today?
I am just fantastic. Thank you for asking. And I am so excited about our show tonight because I want to just give a couple of tips on growing your business, some of the things that you can do. And so Veronica and I are going to share a few things with you. So if you have your pencil and paper ready, you want to just go ahead and get started. So Veronica, I want you to tell the audience a little bit about how they can work with you. If they're a new nonprofit and they're just getting started, because we've been giving tips, you know, over the years, and maybe somebody really wanted to work with you, what should they do and how should they prepare to when they call you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think basically one of the things that I think in preparing is really for them having an idea of what their mission and vision of their organization is going to be, because it really kind of helps to kind of bring things into perspective when they know what the mission of their organization is. And then, of course, you and I said this last week when we talked, really kind of researching the area that, you know, that they want to be their niche. Because I think what happens is oftentimes people come into the nonprofit world or the business world, whatever world it is, and they're already coming into a saturated market. And so when you're coming into a saturated market, it's even harder because everybody's already had that service, excuse me, that you have to offer to the public, and unless you come in with some new widget or gadget or something, they'll look at, oh, you know, that's like what you call them business, or that's like the business that's around the corner. There's nothing new about that. And we know people that sell chicken, there's thousands of chicken companies or what have you, but that is sort of kind of twist on their chicken to get you to come to their chicken shack because they're different from KFC or Hardee's or what have you. So it's really important to really understand the niche that you're in. Certainly you're going to have the foundational stuff, but researching it, and we found that out for ourselves over this past couple of weeks or so in the new projects that we're even working on, understanding that market and being able to research it out. So that's what I would say to them, is understanding what their mission is and then knowing that market that they're entering in. Because when you enter into a saturated market already, it's just like somebody who basically is selling jewelry. You have everybody and their mama selling jewelry. And so when you come to me, I'm like, oh, I get mine from XYZ person over there. And so it's so much harder. You're grinding so much harder. Not saying that you can't be successful, because there are so many people out here. We just got to figure out where do we find our group of people that we can serve. And so that's what I would say, Francine.
Wonderful. And that's great information. I just want to piggyback on that a little bit. And just like Veronica said, there are so many people doing similar things, and so, and especially in consulting and mentorship and helping people brand their businesses, there are a plethora of organizations and individuals who are doing that. And so unless you bring something new to the table, you're probably going to get lost in the sauce. So you're going to have to find, just what Veronica said, your niche. What is it that makes you different from everybody else? And so for me tonight, even, and I'm a consultant and a mentor and coach, for me, I want to talk to those people who are, if they're a startup and they have not had anybody like walk them through the process. I work with them very well, and I kind of educate them, and I'm not going to hold your hand, but you're going to work together with me to make sure that you're doing all the steps to prepare you to be successful in your business. Because everybody's talking about branding now. That's one of the things that a lot of coaches are leaning towards. So if everybody's going towards branding, who's helping the new business to make sure their contracts are straight, make sure they have all the proper licensing, make sure they have all the insurance? So that's one of the things that I help a small business with. And if you need help in that area, you can contact me or Veronica, and we're going to give you our information later on in the show, because I gave it at the beginning. I gave mine, but we're going to have Veronica give hers. So that's what I would add to that. And so I wanted to, again, tonight, just encourage people to, you know, don't get discouraged, because you can when you start looking at everybody's doing the same thing. Don't get discouraged. Just find out what it is that you love to do. So great answer, Veronica. So my next question is, Veronica, if you can help our audience, what book or books are you reading to elevate your business or just for your personal development? And why?
Well, on the side of business development for our participants who are part of our network and our Strategy Cafe, we are reading the book, Who Moves My Cheese, by Spencer Johnson. And it really is about, you know, dealing with change and work in business life, because it's so that one of the things that we know that's going to be constant is change is constant. Things are not going to stay the same. It doesn't matter whether or not you've been doing this 100 years. By year 101, something is going to change, and you have to be open for that change. And the longer that you've been doing something, it's harder for you to change. If you've been doing it 40, 50 years, and there's never been any opposition, there's been no resistance, and all of a sudden, here comes something new. And we all see that in technology. Soon as I learn something, here they come with something new, and I'm going to have to ask somebody to help me to do that. Did you show me this? Did you do this? It was so funny. I think it was last semester before last, I was in class with my students. And I had pulled out my phone, and I wanted to get the photo of my class because they had this project. And I somehow or another, I clicked something, and I couldn't get back to my camera. I had to get one of my students help me to get in there to get the camera stuff together because that's not my strength. But my point is, with all of that, it's really being engaged and open to change. And so for those people who marry consistency and don't want anything to change, it's going to be a hard life for you. So we're reading the book Who Moved My Cheese because we want to talk about organizational change, change in business, and how do you handle that. In the nonprofit world, it seems as though with new laws and advocacy and this presidency that we have in the office, things are changing in ways more rapidly now because he will just dismantle, he being the president, will dismantle something that will have a ripple effect on from the top all the way down to the mom-pop business. And they have no clue that change is coming down the pike because they're so accustomed or used to doing things a certain way. So we're reading the book so that we all can begin strategizing, looking at our processes, our practices, you know, our the way that we handle HR and business and communication. So we're going to be talking about that. On the personal side, I'm reading T.D. Jakes' book, The Crushing, and basically it really is a journey into what that process that greats go through when they become fine wine. And he sort of kind of mirrored it to the process that God takes us through when he wants to take us somewhere. He'll squeeze out all of the impurities out of us. He'll get everything that's not going to be that excellent flavor that he wants us to be. And that process is a hurting, painful, long drawn out past that we just, God, why, that kind of thing. And that's what that book is about. So it it's so timely because we just had a crushing last week almost.
Yes.
And here today to have something to come up. And so those are the two books that I'm reading. And again, so timely because of the things that are going on, because I truly believe that God chooses the times of your readiness for every assignment that you're going to be in. He knows when you are ready. And although you may be thinking, oh, my God, I'm not ready, God's like, you're going through this. And so you're going through it because of the fact that he knows you can take it regardless of whether or not it's painful, hurtful, what, you know, regardless of the fact that you don't want to go through it or you're fearful or what have it, or you feel as though you're not prepared. God has the assignment and knows the time of your preparation for whatever it is that you're going through, and you just go through. And so that's what I'm reading right now, Francine.
Wonderful. And before I give my books, would you give them your information so if anybody wants to contact you, they'll know how to do that?
Sure. So definitely you can email me at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org or on our website at themicrononprofitnetwork.org. And telephone number is 757-572-0974. Only serious callers, please. I got to say that because, again, sometimes, Francine, you know this, there are some people that's fishing. All they really want is to ask you a million questions, and they're not really trying to get information for themselves. They're just throwing stuff in the mix that's not necessary. Let me leave it like that. Just throwing stuff in the mix that's not necessary. So anyhow, that's my information.
Stirring up stuff what is not even necessary.
Yes,
that's good, Veronica. That's good. So, ladies and gentlemen, I am reading The 10-Time Rule by Grant Cardone, Cardone, and I'm probably saying it wrong. I'm probably using too much emphasis on it. But anyway, you can find it on any website. And this book, I love this book because it talks about what we always talk about. It takes hard work to reach your goals. You cannot reach them by sitting at your desk with your pencils and paper, sharpened pencils and your file folders, and you haven't done anything to get anybody to call you or let them know that you're in business. So this is a great read, and it also talks about the difference in success and failure and how you can take that success or that failure and turn that situation around. Because if it's something that's hard to do, most people don't do it because it is hard. So we have to work 10 times harder, and we've always done that. So this is no different than what we've always done. But just reading it and the contents that's in it about setting goals and how you can be successful, what do you need to do if you fall down? And we talked about that last week. Or if you come upon a stumbling block, you're not just going to lay there. You're going to get up, brush yourself off, and keep going. So I really, really love this book, and it was given to me by one of my mentors, and the inside she wrote, just leap, I believe in you. And I was like, oh, okay, you know, so which is cool. So, and then that's on the business side. And then on the personal side, because I teach finance, I'm reading Living on Borrowed Time, and it's the principles related to debt. And this is by Larry Burkett. And it really talks about, do you long for financial freedom from bondage? And most of the time, when you really start looking at your debt and your income and what you're doing and what you're not doing, it is painful. And just what Veronica said, anything that's painful or that hurts you, you really don't want to do it. But this is a good book, and it really, the reason I really like it, because it gives you scriptures to go along with the principles relating to debt. So it's a really good book to get. I don't know if and I'm pretty sure you can get this one online, too. I think I ordered this probably about a year ago, and I've been using it periodically, but I just picked it back up, and it's really, really showing me some things. And today, for example, I sat down with a client, and we just kind of went over everything, her budget, you know, what she has coming in, what she has going out. And most people don't want to do that because it's like really hitting you in the face what you're dealing with, but we have to deal with this. And on a personal level, if you're struggling with this, you can definitely give me a call and I can walk you through some things. But it's a great book, and the scriptures, I love them because they pertain to everything that has to do with finances and debt. So that's what I'm reading. And so if you want to get more information about the books that we're reading, please give us a call. And you can call me at 757-567-6734. My email address is icwdirector@gmail.com, or go to the website, issuesconcerningwomen.org. And I'm updating the website because this is our 12th year, so we're going to do something a little bit different. Okay, so, and I hope you're writing everything down, but you can call us if you're not. Okay, Veronica, what expertise do you bring to the table? When somebody is coming to meet with you, can you kind of describe what you can do for them as the nonprofit network? What do you offer?
You know, it's funny that you said that. I was probably about a week or two, I was had a client at the office, and basically we were sort of kind of discussing the rates for the consulting side of the nonprofit. And basically, you know, I you know, told them the rates and all of that stuff, like, and that with the rates that you have to pay everything up front, and that there was no, you know, there was no payment arrangements and all of that stuff, because I was doing that before. But, you know, people kind of drag their, you know, kind of drag themselves to it or what have you. But when you make people commit to the payment fully, they're more vested in it simply because of the fact that they're like, shoot, I haven't spent my money, I'm going to do this. And so what I was saying to them was that, you know, I bring 19 years of experience, and then the experience of doing this. This is not something that, you know, thank God, my bachelor's degree is in organizational management and development. I thank God for the book knowledge, because the book knowledge is important. But there is something about that experiential knowledge that the book can't hold a candle to, because it gives you that life lived experience, and it gives you the experience to say, this is what the other side looks like if you can just get on over there, if you can just keep pushing through all of the pain, all of when you get into detours, ditches, valleys, experiences, mountaintop experiences, all of that. And then on top of that, bringing in that academic experience because you've went to school for it. You've done that.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, having a background in counseling brings that little, that sort of kind of emotional wellness and spiritual wellness to the table as well, because that's important in business, regardless of whether you're on the nonprofit side or the for-profit side, because it's
mm-hmm.
actually individuals. We're human beings doing business, and that
mm-hmm.
you know, sometimes you just get so lonely and so crazy, you need somebody to talk to, and you got to be able to have enough core belief in yourself to get yourself up, like, okay, you've been down here a little bit too long. It's time
mm-hmm.
for you to get on up now. You can't stay in that little spot. Yes, you cried and snotted and done everything else. Now brush yourself on off and get up, because if you don't have that in there, you will stay in darkness, and that is not the way to move your business along, because you know you're going to have a mini valley experience, because the mountaintop is rough terrain, and you're going all the way up that mountain. You know you're going to slide down, get kicked off, fall off, trip over, all
mm-hmm.
of those things that will happen. So I just tell everybody that I bring 19 years of nonprofit world experience to the table, and academic experience, and then a social, emotional, and spiritual intelligence to the table when I'm working with them.
Wonderful. And that is awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all, I get to sit with her on a regular basis. So I get my mentoring just sitting next to her. So if you're really interested and you're really, and just like she said, if you are ready, don't call if you're not ready. One, if you don't have funds to pay for services, don't call yet until you have your money together. Two, and don't call if you're not mentally prepared and ready to rock and roll, because Veronica is no nonsense. She's about her business. I love that about her. And the other thing that I love about her is she going to get me for this, but she's a stickler for being on time, because people will make excuses. They'll be like, oh, I'm down the street and I need to turn the corner. And it's like, okay, our appointment was for 6:00. You need to be there, because Veronica's going to be there waiting on you. And that's one of her virtues that I really like, and it's a part of her character. And because, like I said, I get to sit with her on a regular basis and just watch how she has developed and how she grows her business, and she's no nonsense. So if you're ready to work with her, then you definitely need to give her a call. And Veronica, you have something coming up. Is that open to the public, or is that like a private
mm-hmm.
thing on the 29th?
Yeah, the
grant
writing.
You want to tell them about that? Okay.
I sure do. Thank you, Francine. So
mm-hmm.
grant writing is going to be June 29th from 11:30 to 1:30 at 5602 B Suite 101, Virginia Beach Boulevard. And what I'm encouraging everybody to do, if you're really interested, go ahead on and pay, because there's a pre-assignment before the training, because 2 hours is not enough to teach grant writing. So we're going to give you fundamentals, but we also want it to be an interactive grant writing session. So you got to pay. It's $70. You just go to our website, you pay, so that we can get your materials out to you by next week so that you can begin working and being
mm-hmm.
prepared for the 29th.
Okay, wonderful. That is awesome. And so, and I guess for me, just to add a little bit about what I bring to the table, I started my first business in 1992. And from that process, and I have worked in corporate America, I do have a bachelor's in theology, where I was on the minor side working with Christian counseling. And so anytime that we're working with someone, just like Veronica said, we are working with human beings. So we get to, you know, feel them and understand them and also be able to guide them on a different level. And so I'm really excited about what I bring to the table, because I've, again, starting that first business, there was no one like me and Veronica to help me to grow my business. I kind of had to do it on my own. And then when I did find people who were in business, they just didn't look like me. So, and then again, there was a barrier there. So it took me years before I started to see women in business, women at the table. And so that's one of the reasons why I started Issues Concerning Women in 2007, because I wanted a format and a place where women could go get the information that they need. I had already been through all the trials and tribulations of the business, just like Veronica said, the mountain, going to the mountaintop and going around the mountain and trying to dig the tunnel through the mountain, you know, and trying to be successful in business. So I had already done a lot of the things that I teach people not to do now, because I didn't have a mentor to kind of coach me and guide me. Yes, school was around back then, but it was hard to get an appointment with school. And then when you did get an appointment with school, it was an older gentleman who probably had no clue when you were telling him you wanted to be a business consultant. He wanted to know why you want to do that. Why don't you just do something else? You know, that makes sense. You know, so it was really disheartening at times, because nobody took you seriously, because most people think you can't do something if they never heard of it, or they are, you know, they're not familiar with it. So again, I hit a lot of brick walls, but the one thing about me is I've never quit. And so no matter what I've gone through or how tough it got or how low it became, I just had to pause, see what I was doing, make some pivots, and do some changes, but I never quit. And so that's what I bring to the table, that fortitude of knowing what I want, knowing what my mission is, and even when it gets hard, still being able to look at it, make quick decisions, because that's what business people do, and then move on. And you, sometimes you have to take a different path, go in a different direction, but you need to stay the course and just know what you want, know in your heart of hearts, know what your mission is, know why you do it, know what drives you. People talk about what is your why. You know, is it your, you know, your income? Is it your children? Is it your family? Is it your legacy? What gets you up in the morning and keeps you going? And so for me, and for everybody, it's something different. So it doesn't matter what my why is, but what is your why? Why are you doing this thing? You know, what gets you up in the morning and ready to go? Because if you have to get up by an alarm clock, I'm going to tell you right now, you're probably not the person who needs to be in business, because you have to have something else that pushes you and gets you up in the morning and gets you out of the bed and ready to go. And, you know, and no matter what, you know, no matter how bad it is, or and when it's not going the way that you wanted to go, you still have to put forth the effort. And that's why I like the book 10 times, because you got to work 10 times harder than the average person, because most people don't take you seriously, or they think, you know, well, she's new and you've probably been around for 5 years. They just had not met you yet. So to everybody out there who's starting a business or starting a nonprofit, if you want to call us, that is great. You can keep listening to the show and getting tips, because we're going to give you tips every time we're here. But if you want to meet with us, you can definitely give us a call after the show or set up an appointment. So, Veronica, I think that's all I have to say for tonight. We got about one more minute.
All right,
my sister. So you want to give your information one more time, and then we're going to wrap this
one
up.
One more time. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. So you can reach out to me certainly on the website at micrononprofitnetwork.org or info@micrononprofitnetwork.org, all one word, and the area code, area code 757-572-0974.
Wonderful. And you can reach me at 757-567-6734. And the Gmail address is icwdirector@gmail.com. So, Veronica, I'm going to let you close out tonight. We got about a minute, so take it away, sister.
Well, all I can say is that I'm hoping that everybody is taking these strategies that we've given you all over the time period that we've been here, and that that you can put them to use, if, whether they be all or whether they be one. But just put one foot in front of the other and keep on doing it, and know that we're here every Thursday night at 6:30 p.m. to be a help to you. So thank you very much, everybody. Francine, you have a absolute grand rest of your day, and we'll be talking to each other soon.
Thank you, my sister. God bless everybody. Good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.